The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The research on laughter and joy is amazing. I mean, when you see the tremendous amount of research, how it's good for your brain, it's good for your heart, it reduces stress, it balances the neurotransmitters, it helps you sleep, it corrects depression, it corrects pain.
Dr. Don Colbert and Sheila Walsh team up to discuss the blessings of heaven while living on earth.
Don't clean your act up to come to God. Come as you are and let God love you back to life. That's the Father's heart.
Next.
Thank all of you, and it is a joy to come into your home. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. We have a subject and an offer that can save your life, that can enhance and improve your life, that can extend your life and make it meaningful. Add years to your life and life to your years. It's titled Heaven and Health. Now listen to the subheading. Discover the blessings of heaven while living on earth. Our guests today are teaching in this series, Heaven and Health. I want you to listen to the areas that they touch on. I'm going to read them. Dr. Don Colbert, you're going to hear him in just a moment. The joy prescription. Have you had a prescription from many doctors for joy? How important is it? Overcoming stress and burnout. That got me. I burned out. It nearly burned me up. What would Jesus eat? I need to hear that. I think I'm getting convicted just reading that. What would he not eat, we might ask? Sheila Walsh, and she knows firsthand, from depression to emotional healing. Now get this one. This is big. From shame and regret to wholeness. Robert Morris, talking about spiritual health, divine healing. Glorify God in my body, healed body and soul. There's seven sessions. Well, Dr. Colbert and Sheila Walsh are here with us. Would you welcome Dr. Don Colbert and Sheila Walsh to Life Today? Good to have both of you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. Well, Dr. Colbert, you've been helping people for a long time. You've been with us many times. You have blessed so many ministry leaders, and ministry leaders have got to be a challenge because sometimes we don't listen well, and sometimes we contribute to our own demise. You've helped so many. And then you have helped people who were seekers and wanted to be better, and then you've helped people who didn't have a clue. And I want to know just right up front, what do you think about what we are offering the viewer, which you've contributed to, Sheila has, Robert Morris, Beth Moore contributes to it when she talks about affliction. I mean, what do you think about what we're offering and what it could mean to the viewer?
Praise God. These are the tools that literally people can restore their health, not just physically, but also mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And see, the thing is, the Word of God says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This provides the knowledge they need to restore their health, because realize the church has just as much disease, depression, anxiety, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, as well as divorce as the world. So again, this provides real answers that are easy to implement that literally start to turn the health around. The health physically, when you start eating the foods Jesus ate, it's anti-inflammatory. These are healing, living foods. For example, you say, what type of foods are you eating? Well, extra virgin olive oil. But not the olive oil in the big plastic bottles that's clear, that's many times rancidified, or that's not organic. It's living olive oil. It's amazing. A new study just came out 2 months ago that showed the Mediterranean diet, the patients, 7,500 people were in this study. Two groups were on the Mediterranean diet, one group on the low-fat diet, which was a very healthy diet. They found the people on the Mediterranean diet had 30% less risk of dying of heart disease, stroke, and death. So they had to stop the study and put the people on a low-fat diet on the Mediterranean diet. So I discussed the key components in the Mediterranean diet that have these important critical health benefits because the church is choosing the wrong foods and they're inviting disease into the body, just like you can invite a burglar into your home unknowingly. We're inviting disease into our bodies by choosing certain foods. But when you choose these foods, these are healing foods.
Let me ask you this, because you already, you know, kind of touched a hot button with me. We've got some of that clear olive oil.
It's extra virgin.
It's what?
It's the extra virgin.
Is it better than a glass bottle? We got the right stuff.
The glass bottle.
And it's dark. It's a dark bottle, and you keep it in a dark place. Mm-hmm. Good. Now, that's the right kind of olive oil.
Way to go. Way to go. But you see, people don't know.
Right.
And Sheila, you touch on, I read those areas. And you may want to break them out. I mean, you want to talk about the depression and emotional healing. You may want to talk about shame and you know, regret. You're going to really go extensively in the teaching if everyone will get them and listen. But give us just a little bit of why those are major concerns.
Can I just say, first of all, I just want to thank you for doing this. This is the most comprehensive set of teaching tapes that I know of that deal with the whole body, soul, mind, and spirit. And I love the fact that you said my, you know, quoted scripture, my people die for lack of knowledge. But we're also told to love God with our body, soul, mind, and spirit. And how do we do that? By educating ourselves. And it's always fascinating to me. This is my 17th year with Women of Faith. This year, we will welcome in our 5 millionth woman into our conferences. But when I hang around afterwards and talk to women, the number of women who have walked with Christ for a long time are still weighed down by shame, by regret, by disappointment. And it's almost as if we have spoken out these things and the enemy has got these finely tuned darts that he just aims right at a woman's heart and spirit. And for me, what I want is, I want to say to women, come as you are to Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole hiding should be over by now. We're not the hero of our story. Jesus is the hero of our story. So simply tell the truth, speak the truth, and don't be ashamed of getting help. When the enemy can keep you in the dark, he can keep you sick.
You know, when you heard the crab couple, the singers, and you heard them share their story about the grief and the hurt and the pain, what was it that touched you? Because I think it really is exactly what she was touching on.
Well, the title of the song was Take Him to Your Place. And to me, that said, invite God into your situation, into that hole in your heart, that hurt, that pain. And I personally don't think that you can separate spiritual healthiness from physical healthiness. They go together because that's the way God made us. If we don't feel physically good, we're not going to feel spiritually healthy. I just believe it has to mesh together and go together. We have a responsibility as God's children to take care of the temple, the body, physical bodies He has given us. And yes, we're going to have disease to come at it. It's there. We live in an imperfect world. But if we've taken care of ourselves, we have a better chance, a better fight, a good outcome, most likely. If we're prepared for the battle.
You want to run this race well.
Same way with our spiritual.
That's what
aspect.
I want to run the race well. Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here watching Betty. I look over her when she's talking, and I can see her up close, the same thing you see. I see her on a monitor over here. And I'm watching her, and I'm thinking, I know she doesn't want me to say this. She always says, when you tell people how old you are, why do you have to tell them that in 1 month I'll be the same age? Well, this woman that you've just been listening to will be 70 this year, okay? 70. And I'm sitting here looking at her, and I'm thinking, she's never had a facelift. She hasn't had this work on this beautiful, beautiful smile. And as I'm watching her and knowing her journey and living with her for 50 years, being in love with her several years, you know, before we got married and loved her. And I'm telling you, I know, because what I just referenced, she understands joy. She understands trying to take care of the temple. And she's an inspiration and an encouragement to me. And I keep thinking, why do I look at me over there in that monitor? And I think, who is that old guy sitting by this beautiful woman? Well, I want to learn some more.
We have some great tapes for you, actually.
We have great tapes, Sheila says, for me. Well, the thing is that really and truly, when I watch it up close and personal, I see what these things do. I watch how she processes. I mean, you know, we've been through some grief. We've had, you know, do you know today we just found out one of our closest friends died. We just found out perhaps one of the closest friends we have in our life can't have surgery because they say they won't live through it. We just found that out today. But you know what else I found out today? We found out that somebody we witnessed to 30 years ago who was on drugs, who had been raped as a 15-year-old, unknowingly to her family had had an abortion, and she had come out as a lesbian. On the way here tonight, we hear this joy.
Amen.
I'm not a lesbian. I'm
Praise
not captive.
God.
I'm not an addict. I am free, and I am forgiven. I mean, you could just hear the whole car was full of energy.
Amen.
This is the sound of a person made whole.
Yes.
All these
Amen.
Areas that destroy. And here, I just shared two things that are heavy on our heart. But God wants to go to the place.
He does.
Take him to the place. That's what I hear you saying and what you're teaching and what Robert teaches, and you really come at it from every possible angle. Doctor, tell us some other things that people need to know where they lack knowledge.
Well, first of all, I've been practicing for well over 25 years, and I find so many of my patients have lost their joy. So one of the main things that I prescribe to every one of my patients is they need 10 20-second belly laughs a day.
Yes.
A day. I have seen people that literally have not laughed for over 10 years.
Isn't that sad?
Certain diseases, like certain patients, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, certain long-term cancer patients, autoimmune patients. But what I like to tell people, the devil's not mainly after your health or your family or your finances. He's mainly after your joy, because he knows if he can steal your joy, he can steal your health, he can steal your family, he can steal your finances, because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between happiness and joy.
Yes.
You see, joy comes from within. It's a feeling of contentment, of fulfillment that's not based on external circumstances, whereas happiness is a feeling of pleasure that's based on external circumstances, that's based on what other people say and do. And we want the joy of the Lord. We don't want the happiness because it's so temporary. So we teach people how to enter into that joy. And there's some key things you have to do that I discuss in this program.
You know, you're sitting here as a medical doctor. Is that a Bible?
Yes, it's a Bible. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that some kind of leather-bound
medicine book? That's a prescription pad.
It's a leather-bound medicine book. There
yes, that's my prescription pad.
The thing is, you are a medical doctor. Now, I mean, now really, tell me the truth. Do you really believe that God's Word, that the Bible, you know, the Bible says laughter is good medicine.
Absolutely.
You just said that. God said it before you did. It's in that bound book you've got right there. You really believe that? Do you believe that the Bible, I mean, you're coming from the medical point of view, with all they put in your mind, which sometimes doesn't seem to make God very big, just how big must God be for us to experience the health that you want people to have?
Well, again, the Bible is absolutely true. It's the Word of God. And again, it says in Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Another translation says a broken spirit saps the strength. And so that's what we find. The merry heart, the research on laughter and joy is amazing. I mean, when you see the tremendous amount of research, how it's good for your brain, it's good for your heart, it reduces stress, it balances the neurotransmitters, it helps you sleep, it corrects depression, it corrects pain, it's great for longevity. One of the key ways that they've studied centenarians, people that live to be over 100, one of the key things these men have, and women, they have joy in living and they have a good attitude. They have joy. That's one of the key ways to live to be over 100, just having joy. But like one belly laugh for 20 seconds is equivalent to 3 minutes on a rowing machine, one study has shown.
Mm-hmm.
One study has shown that 10 minutes of laughter can relieve pain for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The research is amazing what we have on belly laughter. That's why I recommend that. But you can't, so many people can't laugh. The Word of God tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So many people don't know how because they're burdened with depression, with anxiety, with guilt, shame, grief, blame, fear. And so it prevents them from entering into the joy.
Well,
so,
isn't there an abandonment that comes when you laugh? Because I feel like something actually does happen in my body when I have a good laugh. And there's something
and
that's
lifted.
And we
have a lot of them every day. Betty and I do laugh. We're a funny couple.
There's something
and
about
we
there's
look at funny stuff, and we find things that other people wouldn't even notice as funny, and we just laugh. Isn't it great?
It is.
I just laugh. See, look at that smile. I mean, I think it's just
pretty
great.
Funny.
Yeah. You touched on shame right there in your little passing comments, and she deals with the shame. And I really do think, I think it's a killer. You know, it's like the guilt. And and you've been in the church world a long time. I've been ministering 50 years, so I've been around a lot of church folks. Matter of fact, if you used to see me a lot when I was preaching from church to church, I was angry a lot. And I want to tell you, you go stand at my pulpit and you look out at church folks, you can get angry and you can get distressed. I mean, I used to find myself sitting out in the crowd looking at the choir and praying they wouldn't go to sleep while they were. And then I would go up and sit in the choir and look out and pray they wouldn't go to sleep. The churches look like they've been embalmed a lot. Mm-hmm. There doesn't seem to be any joy. They don't seem to be happy. And yet they can't talk about what's wrong with anybody because they feel like they'll be jumped on. And maybe they thought that's what I was doing. I'd just get mad. I said, I just can't believe I want to raise the dead. And usually we would kind of get them going a little bit. But people will not talk to other church people about their shame or their guilt.
Shame is such a total joy stealer. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that will steal your joy quicker than shame. Because I differentiate this way, that guilt tells you you've done something wrong, whereas shame tells you you are something wrong. It's your very essence.
Yeah. Wow.
And particularly when I minister to women who've been sexually abused, that is one of the greatest weights that those women carry. I mean, they were young girls. It was nothing to do with them. But somebody came and stole their innocence and their childhood, and now they carry the burden of shame, of this worthlessness. And I think that's one of the most... A few days ago, I was out in Las Vegas working with a wonderful friend. Her Twitter name is Hookers for Jesus.
Yeah, we had her own.
You did, Annie?
Yeah, we had her own. Yeah, she had T-shirts like that.
I love Annie because she totally gets it. You know, that she was... she lost so much of her innocence and then turned to drugs and went through so much, had cancer, literally thought she was dying until she lay down on the floor and cried out to the Lord. And so I was out with her and some of her girls, watching the way that she reaches those women in the streets.
She loves them right where they are, not the way they are, but where they are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And says, come as you are. And that's one of the greatest messages we have to tell the world. Don't clean your act up to come to God. Come as you are and let God love you back to life. That's the Father's heart.
How important is that, Doc?
Well, it's critical because, again, like she said, so many people are stuck with these emotions. She talks about regret, shame, and blame, and guilt. I see so many people that just have so much bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, anger toward themselves, anger toward God, anger toward other people who've offended them. The spirit of offense has crept in not to just our church, but our very culture. Realize here in this country, the U.S., we have over 90% of the lawsuits of the entire world, yet we're about 6% of the population. We are an offended society. And it's interesting, in the last days, Jesus said in Matthew 24, that in the last days, many will be offended. They will hate one another. They'll betray one another. They will hate one another. So again, what's happening is we have a spirit of offense that's crept in. Now, here's what happens with offense and bitterness. First of all, it's a joy stealer. It's guaranteed it will steal your joy. And what it does, it sticks the stress response. The stress response gets stuck. And literally, the same chemicals meant to save your life, when stimulated long-term, start to destroy your health by this activated stress response, just like an accelerator stuck to the floor. You start stewing in your own stress juices. And these powerful hormones, like adrenaline, like cortisol, literally are a double-edged sword, where the cortisol triggers belly fat, raises the blood pressure, causes you to crave sugars and starches. It weakens the immune system. It literally cannibalizes the bones, and it literally starts to destroy your life until eventually you enter into the exhaustion stage of stress, where you're figuratively speaking, your accelerator is stuck to the floor and you're out of gas. You're exhausted. You're burnt out. You have nothing left. And I hit burnout years ago, and I didn't realize it.
I hit it too.
And I would literally have to stop at a stoplight and put my car in park, or I'd fall asleep. And I'd put it on myself. I didn't realize it, but literally working 5 days a week, on call 24 hours a day, every day for years, it burnt my system out.
Wow. See, I've experienced it too, to the point that I despaired of life. Effective in everything I did in ministry, totally burned out, totally exhausted. Now, we have been sitting here talking about very real issues that people identify with. Now, here's the thing you need to understand. Here is how you deal with the issues. This is where Dr. Colbert, this is where Sheila Walsh look straight at you and talk to you as though you're right there in the room with them, as they're talking to a few very sincere listeners who want to know. They're talking to you. You're a part of that. And they deal with how you address these issues, why they're important to deal with, and how to do it. So you don't just talk about what's wrong. You talk about what can be done right to correct the problem. No need in a doctor telling us all the things wrong with us if he can't give us any meaningful way to address the problem and get better. No one is excited about a doctor who simply tells you how to live with the problem, how to endure and live with the issue or the disease. You want to know how to overcome it. You want to know how to defeat it. And you not only want to go away with somebody saying, okay, that's not there anymore, you want to feel better. You want to know that you're better. And that is where we address also the spiritual issues. It is where Sheila talks about what's going on inside that contributes in so many ways, and she talks from personal experience. Here she is, a highly visible church leader, and yet she totally despaired of life. I was there the day she walked out, gave up. I wanted to go weeping behind her and catch her. She wouldn't turn back, but she found miraculous help. And because that help was so precious, so meaningful, so life-saving, she's willing to literally bare her soul for the healing of other people's souls and lives. And all of you know the dynamic gift that God has given Robert Morris. And when I watch Robert get up and preach, now think about this, Betty. Our church is 12 years old, Gateway. That's where we go. 39,500 people attended Easter weekend. 25,000 every week. This is a young church. And God is impacting people and transforming their lives because Robert is saying something to help. And by the way, he's learning that he's got to make some corrections even after he's taught on it. It's like God said, let me show you how serious I am about it. And I'm telling you, what Robert imparts is great. And then when you think about Beth Moore and talking about affliction and what it does, that's exactly what Dr. Colbert and what Sheila understand. And then this, seven pillars of health. The natural way to have a better health for life, not only the natural way, it's the supernatural way. It's God's way, not just the medical doctor's idea. It's the truth. We want you to get the DVD series, the CDs, and the book. And here's what we ask you to do. We're going to build a huge food factory in India. It'll cost $2.4 million. We're going to ask you to help us with that. And here's what we want to ask you to do. You make a gift, any gift, knowing that it's going to help us build that food factory, give food to hungry, malnourished children in India, and tell them about the love of God and show it to them in action. Or you can make a gift of $120 and know that you're going to help us take care and feed 5,000 children. A gift of $1,200 and we can care for 50,000 children. Would you do that? Would you say, James, we're going to take the love of God to India, to 1 billion people, and we're going to show it to them firsthand by extending the hands of God's love. For the gift that you make of $120 or more, we will send you the DVDs, CDs, and the printed material, the bonus message and teaching by Beth Moore. For any gift, we'll send you the CDs. If you make a gift of $1,200 or more, we'll send you the beautiful glass art piece, the collectible that is so beautiful, reflecting the glory of God and His love. Make that $1,200 gift, maybe $12,000 gift. Great way to end the year. Make a special gift, begin the new year. I pray that you'll go to the phone right now, take your bank card, use it like a check. If you write a check, call us and tell us you're mailing it, and we will send you the Healing and Health series. Heaven and health, right now, you can experience it. Thank you so much for making that gift of love, and we're going to make a divine deposit in your life and your future.
Hunger, malnutrition, starvation. all global concerns, especially for children and for the families who have to watch them needlessly suffer. With your support, Life will construct our first food factory in India, centrally located in one of the most impoverished regions where 4 out of 10 children are suffering from malnutrition. The factory will be able to produce an astounding 100 million meals in the first 10 years. It's a huge challenge with an additional $2.4 million needed to secure the land, build the factory, and purchase the equipment. With your gift of any amount to help establish the food factory and begin to save precious lives, we'll send you the Heaven and Health audio series along with the booklet Healing Promises. In this series, Dr. Don Colbert, Bible teacher Sheila Walsh, and Pastor Robert Morris team up to help you discover God's promises for your health, wholeness, and divine healing. With your gift of $120 or more that will make it possible to produce 5,000 meals, you'll receive Heaven and Health on DVD and CD with the booklet, along with Dr. Don Colbert's book, 7 Pillars of Health, plus a bonus DVD from Beth Moore. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 or more that will enable Life to produce 50,000 meals, and you may request our new commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. This is the last week. So please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I really pray that you'll go to the phone, make the call, go online, lifetoday.org. And remember, you'll also get the Healing Promises. Healing begins believing God's Word. The additional DVD with Beth Moore teaching on affliction is yours. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to Dr. Colbert and to Sheila Walsh? God bless both of you. Thank you so much. You are a treasure. Thank you for sharing what you know with people we love. And thank you for watching Life Today and sharing it.
It was my wake-up call, you know, to understand I have to slow down.
Learning to enjoy the blessings of heaven while living on earth. Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.